Flile flogison
Epi prosefkes tasite
Is mu ereni panasi O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who say to Sanly of the Apostles, many prophesied men had desired to see the which you see and seen them, and to hear the thing which hear and have not heard them. But as for blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ear, for they hear, may be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master of bidden us remember and supplications, and pray which offer upon the Lord our God those have reaped on us every poor them who are sick in them. For you are in the life of us all, salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all. Εφες μαρούν την γεφες νύχαν ευράν επισαι σεν τενιγόμ κυριε φλόγις τον εκτοκάτα μαρκόν αγέν ευαγγέλιον του ανάουσμα.
Listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Mark, the evangelist and the pure disciple. May his blessings be with us all. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his blessings be with us all. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him and asked him, Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. And he answered and said to him, Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth. Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me." But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And they were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Then Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left all and followed you." So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first."
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, and Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, which is the second week of Hatur, the third week of Hatur, and we are reading the gospel from the meeting of Christ with the rich young man. And today the gospel, which is placed before us, it's not a counter at a meeting with someone. And that's it. You can imagine someone has everything in his life. Everything. He is very rich. He has everything in his life. And finally, he found himself lack of something is missing in his life. Something is missing. And he was running to Christ to see, "Can I gonna ask you a question? I have something missing." And everyone, and you can imagine, everyone surrounding, he's very rich, a young man, a strong man, and he has everything. What you are missing? Do you miss anything? You have everything in your life. But again, he was asking, after kneeling, he was asking Christ, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Do you think that you need anything to inherit the eternal life? Do you think something you are missing to inherit an eternal life? And the Holy Church, the Holy Church teach us, especially through the Fathers, that it's not simply wealth. It's not a story of wealth about, no. It's about the heart and my attachment. I'm attached to anything in the earth or not. And here is the issue. Maybe I have everything, yes, but I'm attached to everything that I have. And the issue here, this is the problem, that why Jesus Christ, he encounter with the young man, this meeting with the young man, it was very important to transform his heart. And let's start the story. He said, a good teacher, a love that seeks truth. So you can imagine, it's something make me confused a little bit. Jesus Christ, he was answering him when the young man asked Jesus Christ, a good teacher. And this word, it's specifically for God. But again, Christ, when I come to him, maybe I kind of like, oh, my Father. And when I'm praying, our Father who art in heaven, do I know the meaning exactly of Father? Do I mean the right word of Father? Or may you say like, you are Almighty. And sometimes we are singing Almighty. You are strong. Do I believe in the word? I know the meaning of this word really or not? That's why when this young man came to Christ and he was asking him and he told him, good teacher. So Christ answered, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But you are God. Why you are replying to him? He said, because I see his heart is different than from outside. Sometimes I come to the church and I feel that I'm saying that, God, you are almighty, you are strong, you are the Father, but I'm not believing this in my heart. So let's go to the Father explains. Saint Athanasius said, Christ does not reject being called good, but leads the seeker to confess his divinity. And Saint Augustine, he said, he is good as God and good as man, yet he invites the young man to grow in knowledge. When I come to the church, when I'm standing to pray, I'm saying simple things, our Father. I have to think about it. What the meaning of Father, Abba? He's taking care about me. He's protecting me. He's answering me always, but maybe after in good time. Maybe he's late a little bit, but I know he's loving me. I have to understand the meaning of what I'm calling God, who is. I have to understand, but I have not to call by mouth, calling him by heart. And it's totally different. The mouth from the heart. That's why many people approach Christ with many polite words, but actually there is no sincere relationship. And he was asking Christ, what I shall do to inherit eternal life? A heart searching for more. So the young man, he knows very well by heart the commandments. I come to the church, I'm fasting, I'm praying, I'm doing everything in my life. So, for example, you see the church, like I come to church, I pray every day, I come to church and I pray the once per week, for example, the liturgy, I take the communion. And when I ask someone, okay, read the Bible, yeah, I'm reading the Bible for sure. But where is my heart? That's why when we inside the church in the beginning of Anaphora, we are saying what? Where are your heart? As if it's alert in the beginning of Anaphora, an alert to everyone in the church. We start now the liturgy, and we ask, where are your heart? That's why the young man, his heart wasn't with God. Even he said to him, a good teacher, but actually no, he's looking to another things. He has something in his heart, the obstacle between him, between God. That's why from outside should be like inside. My spiritual life should reflect in outside. Not outside reflect inside. I mean outside inside. What I mean? Maybe sometimes I try to have a mask and I convince myself that I'm good. I convince myself I'm coming to the church, I'm praying, I'm doing everything, I'm good. So when I go to confess to my father of confession, I'm doing everything, I'm reading the Bible, I'm trying to be good, yeah, you see? I'm coming to church every time. And here's that's why the priest inside the liturgy, he's crying and he's like shouting and he's like loud voice, where are your heart? Maybe the obedience is good, but again, something very important, transformation. I have to transform my heart. Saint Cyril of Alexandria says, he desired life, yet did not understand that the life himself was speaking to him. Again, maybe sometimes I'm praying, but I'm not feeling anything. Maybe I'm praying, but I'm not feeling. That's why when you pray, ask God to give you the grace and the blessing to feel Him. When we learn in the 40 days in monastery, so we try to learn a lot about liturgy, about praying, about confession, about everything. And do you know exactly, for example, like the priest is praying every single day, maybe more or less, okay, liturgy. Actually, it's the same liturgy. It's not different. It's, for example, today I'm going to pray. I pray the liturgy. Yesterday I prayed the same liturgy on Friday, the same liturgy on Thursday, the same liturgy. What happened? The same. And I was asking one of the elder monks, if sometimes I didn't feel what I'm praying, what I should do. So the monk told me, you have to fight and asking God about the grace to feel. Fight. اتخانق معي. قل له مش همشي من هنا لما حس. And this is exactly what we should do when we pray. If I don't feel anything, I have to fight. I'm not leaving until you give me the blessing. Mean عمل كده before in Old Testament. Yeah, Jacob. Yes. So it's exactly what I should do. And this is the best part in the gospel, in this part, scripture. And Jesus looked at him and loved him. And I have a question in my mind. When I read this part, you know, Christ, you know very well that He's going to leave you. He's going to leave you. You're going to ask Him to sell everything and follow Him, and He will go. He's going to go. So why you are looking to Him with love, with compassion, and only the Gospel of St. Mark, who was very, very, very accurate, and he said, he Jesus looked at him and loved him. Only St. Mark wrote this part. And I was looking to the scripture, to this line and to the verse, how you look to him with love, with compassion, and you know that he gonna go. First of all, he said, because I love him, whatever he's going to do. And he gave me the hope. He gave me the hope that I know myself, but he is opening for me the gate of repentance, and he still loves me. Even I'm weak, even I'm a sinner, if I am bad, yes, he still loves you. He will never reject you. His love is truthful. That's why when he loves me, he tried to reveal what is missing in my heart too. So sometimes we go through troubles, maybe through temptations, and we are crying, God, we are forsaking me. But he said, Habibi, I love you a lot, but I allow to go through temptation because I love you, because I wanted to reveal the obstacles that you have in your heart. I want your heart to be transformed. He loved me a lot. He loves me a lot. But he accept to reveal the obstacle by any way. And after the love, and he was looking to him, and he was looking in his eyes, and he was looking into his eyes and said, like, I love you a lot, but can I tell you what's your sin? What's the obstacle that you have in your heart? You are attached to something very important. And I reveal it. And he said, one thing you lack. Go sell what you have and follow me. He is diagnosing the man's personal disease, which is attachment. Don't be like, it's not offended if your father of confession sometimes was very strict with you and said, like, no. Or you go through trouble and Christ even himself said to saying to you, no, or you have a problem. When you go to confess and repent, your father of confession sometimes is very strict because he loves you a lot. Not about, he's taking the love from God to you. So that's why Jesus Christ was revealing to this man, young man, what is the obstacle. But before, he said, I love you. And because I love you, I'm going to reveal to you where is your problem. The father said about this part, St. John Chrysostom, he said, not the wealth ruined him, but his slavery to it. St. Basil the Great, he said, possessions are not evil, but the inability to surrender them for the sake of God is a spiritual death. St. Clement of Alexandria, he said, Christ does not command us to throw wealth away, but to remove its eternity over the heart. It's not about the possessions, it's about attachment. Who is the first? The lesson from this, the problem is not the money. I'm asking about my master. Who is my master? God or anything else? Not the money only. We're going to see this. And he went away sorrowful when the heart refuses freedom. God is asking me to freedom my heart from anything to be attached to. Anything. It's not about the money only. Anything. So when he was asking me for freedom, and I refuse the freedom, I'm still attached to something. St. Augustine comments, he came with joy, but left in sorrow because he preferred his riches to the source of joy. And always I'm doing this. I'm always. I come to the church, should be with joy. Mafrood, and then I see كل حاجة. But I'm still having everything in my mind. After I come to the church and go outside, it's the same. When I pray, after my prayer, I should be happy. I give him everything. I'm not attached to anything. But I'm still sad. Again, resisting the call of Christ make me sorrow. How hard for the rich. It was very hard. How hard it is for those who trust in riches. By the way, he didn't say who are rich. He said who trust in riches. What is that I'm trusting in? Maybe pride, ego, self-righteousness, grudges, habits, comforts, anything. I'm trusting on my money. I trust in my talents. I trust in my, for example, I'm very good. I'm trusting myself. have we nothing? We are dust. Everything is from Him. I'm trusting only God. Maybe I have a money tomorrow morning. I have no money. Maybe I'm talented in something, and maybe tomorrow I'm not. I can't do it again. Maybe I'm very strong, and tomorrow I'm very weak. So anything we trust more than God becomes our wealth. With God, all things are possible. With men, this is impossible. And He said to the disciples when they asked what we should do. So he said, with men, this is impossible, but not with God. So no attachment is too strong for grace. No addiction, no sin, no habit, no fear. God can break the chains if the heart desires Him. If I have a problem, if I'm attached to a desire, maybe if I'm attached to a habit, attached to a sin, or anything, nothing can be stronger than God. But how is about asking Him? Sometimes the people like, it's by my effort. No, I have to do a small effort. For example, I'm asking, I'm doing mitanias, I'm praying a little bit more. But again, the grace of God will break the attachments, will break the chain, will break the habit, will break the sin. What we should learn from this is the story. I have to ask myself in first, what is the one thing holding me back spiritually? Pride, anger, comfort, money, habit, fear, relationship, anything. Sometimes I have something blocked me from knowing God well. Believe me, my beloved, we are living this life, but we have to live with Christ. Whatever we are doing, we're going to enjoy our life, yes, but without Christ is nothing. Enjoy the life, yes, but I have to enjoy with Him. So I have to ask myself, what is make me, like holding me back spiritually? If Christ stood before you today and said, one thing you lack, I have to ask myself, go back to your home. For example, during the liturgy or back home, ask myself, if Christ come to me and He's saying to me, for example, one thing you lack, what I gonna reply? The second thing that I have to learn from this story, I have to replace ownership with stewardship. For example, like my possession are tools, not master. So what I should do? Maybe set aside intentionally giving every month. I have to help someone without expecting anything in return. Use the blessing that I have to build the kingdom of heaven. Yes, I have to help anyone. So I'm not attached to myself. If I'm, for example, like I feel I'm good. So when I help people, when I make intentionally, I get aside some from my money to give it to the poor, for example. So I'm trying to be not attached to anything. Again, practice in the third lesson that we learned from it, practice voluntary attachment. First of all, please, weekly digital fast. It's not about fasting only food. Again, a weekly digital fast. So when we are fasting, we should not eat in the morning, for example, for according to your father's confession. Okay? How many hours you have to fast in order to eat? And make by yourself hours digital fasting. Because this is one of the main things I'm attached to. The cell phone, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, whatever. There's a lot, and I'm not sure about what, and there's more now. Okay? Or games. So I have to do it. It's something I'm attached to. I have to remove it. I have to make a digital weekly digital fast, and daily moment of silence before God, to be not attached to anything, and to be attached more to God, make a time with Him, and silence. Nowadays, we are very busy. Nowadays, we are very, very, very busy. We have a lot of things to do. Work, our kids, family, maybe visitings, maybe we have to do shopping, we have to do this, and I have to do that. So the problem, I have no time for silence with God. So, first of all, I have to do a weekly digital fast. The second, daily moment of silence before God, and giving away something you love to someone who needs it more. I know someone here, actually, live in Canada here. And I know this from his file of confession. And he said this guy, always he's giving. For example, when he go to street, for example, and he finds someone, for example, in it's cold, and he has his jacket, and he feels that this guy feels cold, he removes his jacket and give it to him. And I was asking his father of confession, really, he's doing this? Like, he said, like, yeah, he's doing, I don't know why, but he's doing always that. Always, every time he come to me and said, like, I give something, I see a homeless, for example, he's freezing, and I give him my jacket. The attachment. I'm not asking to do this, all of that, like this exactly. But again, I have to find something I love, so I give it. This is practices free of heart. And I have to run to Christ. By the way, always we have a problem of continuously. We have a problem to continue my spiritual life. That's why he ran, he knelt, he asked a spiritual question. But when Christ called him deeper, he stopped. So I have to not stop halfway. In my spiritual life, for example, like I'm going to ask you a small question. We are all working, so tomorrow morning on Monday, we have to go to work, right? We have to start normally at 8 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, whatever. So for example, you're going to say tomorrow morning, malish nifs. Mayinfash. Malakish nifs. You're halas, it's okay. So it's exactly in my spiritual life. Why I'm not doing this in my spiritual life? As if I'm going to my work. I have a job. I have to do it. But it's not job. It's about loving. That's why when we are young, and still the kids now they're doing this, we are asking our kids to say, hey, good morning, Baba. Good morning, Mama. How is everything today in the morning? So I have to start my day with Him and make it a continued journey with Christ to the end of my life and accept the loving look of Jesus. Please, like, only look to the cross and you're going to find, only look to His eyes. Look to the cross, you're going to find His love. You're going to melt when you see His arms open for everyone and His eyes looking to me and he's saying, I love you. So, conclusion, Christ looks at each one today and He says, I love you, now come and follow me. So let us, for the courage, to let go for anything that holds the heart captive so that we may follow Christ freely, joyfully and completely. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
See you. perei gon pias lo foros e martiros abasaraba mon piepiscopos entefane novi nani vol jefes maros en jefiot nemeciri
nefiet nevma et oe disere
truly we believe in one God, God the Father, the Consecrator, Creator of heaven and earth, with all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men of our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, on the third day was made according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose count shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, was the Father, and the Son was glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
Λόγισον
επί προσευχής τας ήτε
εις μόρ ενεπάς